From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. A natural gas leak in Cook Inlet has finally been repaired, more than 3 months after it began. The oil and gas company Hilcorp says a dive team managed to install a clamp on its pipeline late Thursday night after a week of work and 12 dives. The leak in a line near Nikiski was discovered early February, though federal regulators say it probably began in December. Divers couldn't get down to repair the line for weeks after the discovery because of winter sea ice conditions in the inlet. In a press release today, Hilcorp says the culprit was a small hole in the bottom of the pipeline, where it was resting on a boulder on the sea floor. The company shut down two other pipelines in Cook Inlet in recent weeks after suspected oil and gas leaks. State regulators say an oil sheen near Hilcorp's Anna drilling platform did not come from the pipeline, but instead likely came from the platform itself. Hilcorp is still investigating whether there may be a leak in a natural gas line from its steelhead platform. The string of incidents has drawn scrutiny from both regulators and environmentalists. Some are raising concerns about a new project Hilcorp is advancing in the Arctic Ocean. They say the company's inability to respond to the problem in Cook Inlet, within easy reach of major population centers, calls into question whether the company can operate safely in the far more remote Beaufort Sea. Federal regulators plan to conduct a review of oil and gas infrastructure in Cook Inlet, much of which dates back to the 1960s. Alaska Airlines is expanding and updating infrastructure in the state. The company's regional vice president, Marilyn Romano, outlined plans for the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce this week.
We're getting ready to invest over $100 million, well, we're already doing it, in the state of Alaska.
Romano says the biggest project is construction of a new $40 million hangar in Anchorage. She also announced the return of some jet service between Fairbanks and Anchorage. The changes come as Alaska Airlines integrates recently purchased Virgin America into its national operation, increasing the number of destinations served as well as the flight amenities like high-speed internet. Alaska City officials have voted to keep commercial marijuana out of Soldotna. The Peninsula Clarion reports Soldotna City Council voted 4-2 Wednesday to ban marijuana establishments from operating within city limits. They had previously placed a 2-year suspension on cannabis businesses, which temporarily prevented until January 1st, 2018. It's 52 degrees right now. The high today is 56. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. Enjoy this sunny Friday afternoon. I'm Caroline Halter.